I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is powered through a full day of testimony, and the vote is expected tomorrow on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. 22 senators each got 20 minutes to speak today, and this morning Utah's Mike Lee asked Judge Barrett about her personal beliefs and legal decisions.
You said, quote, if there is ever a conflict between a judge's personal conviction and that judge's duty under the rule of law, it is never permissible for that judge to follow their personal convictions in the decision of the case rather than what the law requires. You still stand by that statement?
I do.
Softball question. Democrats have been critical of Judge Barrett's answers, some saying she's been evasive about where she stands on Roe v. Wade and Obamacare, but it's just about a foregone conclusion. This nominee will be approved by the Judiciary Committee as early as tomorrow. And this afternoon, we got an idea of how the confirmation hearings are impacting the judge's children. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, on this last day of questioning, we got a glimpse of how the hearing is affecting Judge Barrett's personal life. During testimony, she called the confirmation process excruciating.
People are going to say horrible things, you know, that your entire life will be combed over, that you'll be mocked, you know, that your children will be attacked.
If all goes according to the Republicans' plan, confirmation hearings will wrap up tomorrow and Judge Barrett will be confirmed before Election Day. First Lady Melania Trump says her 14-year-old son Barron has now tested positive for coronavirus. He had tested negative after both of his parents tested positive earlier this month, but subsequent testing shows Barron has also come down with COVID-19. Mrs. Trump says he's not experiencing any symptoms. President Trump is touting his economic record in a virtual remark to several economics clubs. He's working to draw a stark contrast to Democratic policies. Now, the president says a vaccine will be a big factor in defeating COVID-19, but he says he believes the pandemic is rounding the turn with or without a vaccine.
We must allow lower-risk Americans to resume normal activity. The unscientific lockdowns pushed by left-wing politicians are needlessly destroying millions of lives.
The president's statement comes as coronavirus cases rise in more than half of the U.S. states. And former President Joe Biden is holding a virtual fundraiser from Wilmington, Delaware, and delivering pre-taped remarks to Americans Muslims. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:03. The pandemic is getting some people off their couches. Todd Fuchs with the story.
Jeff, it's been a big motivation to get outside and get moving, whether it's walking or riding bikes. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has one family story.
There have been fewer cars on Utah roads during the pandemic, but more bicycles on bike trails. Tristan West told KSL-TV she used to be in the car all the time, but her 8-year-old son Jason, who's nonverbal, loves riding around in the family's new cargo bike.
Anytime we're on the bike, he gets a big smile on his face and he just squeals and he just babbles and he makes everyone smile as they're passing by because he's like, woo!
The Utah Department of Transportation says some bike trails are seeing triple the traffic they did a year ago, and there's been a similar increase in walking traffic. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Europe is in the middle of a coronavirus second wave. Hotspots in the UK, Spain, France, and the Czech Republic. Those outbreaks are reporting thousands of new daily cases. ABC's Ian Pinnell in London.
The scientists are insistent that it's the bars, the clubs, the places where people get together, the noise level rises, people start shouting, people start singing, and certainly young people in particular start doing other things, and that spreads the virus. And of course, they then go home.
Doctors are seeing higher peaks this time around, with cases spreading from the young to the old. And health officials in Salt Lake County say now is not the time to be visiting elderly loved ones face-to-face, with COVID-19 hospitalizations on the rise. They're hoping to spread the word of a tablet lending program that they're offering to seniors, which helps them keep in touch with their families. Aging and Adult Services Director Paul Leggett says the elderly still need to be visited, just in a different way.
One of the concerns that we always have at Aging and Adult Services is around social isolation. We know many older adults are lonely, regardless of a pandemic.
He says they've also started a virtual senior center's activities for people who can't go to a facility. San Pete County says a printing snafu is why thousands of ballots went out without a place to sign them. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
County Clerk Sandy Neal says she didn't know a signature line was left off the ballots until she started getting lots of calls.
We found it was a mistake. We called the company that mailed our ballots. They called the company that they have print them, and they said, yeah, we goofed.
Neal says around 14,000 ballots went out that way. She says the printing company is now going to send a postcard explaining where to sign.
They can sign that if they went ahead and mailed their ballots in without signing, or it pretty much explains where to find the place to sign it on the flap.
Neal says they'll also contact anyone whose ballots they get without a signature. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, emergency traffic?
It is emergency traffic, and it may have started with a bag of potatoes on the road. Nevertheless, we have heavy delays. Southbound I-15 between 3300 and 90th South. Now a crash in the mix prior to 45th South, blocking the HOV lane of traffic. For Davis County drivers, northbound I-15, heavy and slow as you're leaving Farmington all the way up to Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06 and back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.